Yuma Paragalif Mishnevov. Im Hoya Chochom, Deirish. Remember, they had to keep him occupied the whole night. Chas v'shalom, if he falls asleep, he could be Yovel L'day Tumah. So Im Hoya Chochom, the best eitz is Avada, then he would Deirish, he would give a shear, and that would keep him completely engaged and awake. Vim Lav, Tamid Chochom, Deirish L'fonov. If he was not capable of giving a drosha, it's hard to believe in our perception of current Godel, and he's not a chochom, and it sounds like there was even a madrega that he can't even read for himself. But the answer is that in the times of the second base of Mikdash, very often the kohen gadol was a paid position. Whoever was in more a position of power or bribery, that's who the kohen gadol was. So there were years that the ceremonial kohen gadol of Yom Kippur could be somebody who was not royal lekach. So in lav, tamid chacham darshan lefonov, then they would have somebody darshan in front of him, that would have to keep him awake. Vim rogel likrois koire, so that would be an eitzah, to have him read psukim. Vim lav, if he's not, then it's not as good of an eitzah, because it's always easier to step if you're reading yourself, then at the very least, koire lefonov, they would read in front of him, they would read for him. Bema koire lefonov, the point was to keep him engaged, awake, and alert. So they would read things that were interesting. These things are more introspective, historical. I don't know why specifically Eov is, in our perception, Eov is difficult. L'chor could have been more from the Nevi'im Rishonim. So maybe that was history. Eov is more philosophy, is more talking more difficult, searching questions. Maybe that's what the Mishnah considers Dvorim Sheyesh Bem Tam. Ezra. Why punkt Ezra? Ezra l'chayes the history of the tkufa at the beginning of the second bias. So you could have read history from Sefer Malachim. What's up with Ezra? Divrei Hayomim, of course, is cooler history. Some of the Mefarshim say something interesting over here. The Tveres Yisrael says that the reason why there was more engaging going on with Sefer Ezra is because Ezra is the tkufa, the struggle to rebuild by the beginning of the second bias of Mikdash. And with that, maybe it would be more impressed on him, the chshivus ho'avoida that he's going into do. He's hearing the story of the struggles of building the Beis HaMikdash in order to perform the avoida. Divrei Hayomim is, like we said, straight history. So that's the Mefarshim say that would be the draw. Zechayu ben Kfut Loimer, he was an eyewitness. Pavim harbe karisi levonu v'Daniel. I myself read for the Kohen Gadol from Sefer Daniel. So you can add that on to the list. Yerushalmi Grada adds on Mishlei, Sefer Tehillim. The Rambam seems to learn that the Svarim that are listed over here are lav dafke can read him anything. And Faket, Zechai ben Kfuta was saying that I don't believe it has to be something specific. You're telling me dafke Iyev Ezra Divrei Hayomim, Svarim HaMashkim HaSalev. So I'm telling you, I'd rather read Daniel. That means any Kisvei Kodesh would be interesting, would keep him alert and engaged, would be okay. It just has to be the right fit for that Kohen Gadol. Mishnah Zayin, Bikesh Lisnamnem, if he was about to doze off, to drim a line, Pirchei Kuna Makin Lefanav Etzba Tzreda, they would snap their fingers. The word Etzba Tzreda, has an interesting origin. It's short for the word Tzorosa Dido, its competitor. The Etzba Tzreda, the way to make a snapping of the fingers is to take the finger next to the thumb and to snap it together with those two fingers. So those two fingers are considered tzoris. They're like rivals because they're next to each other. That's where the term comes from. Voimim loy, they would say to him, Ishi kohen gadol lamoid, stand up. Vohofik achas ala ritzbo, and put one foot on the floor. They mean stand with one foot on the floor and one foot up, because that would wake him up. U'masikin oisei ad sheyagi hazman hashchita. And they would keep him awake until he could actually start doing something. Once he's up, he's moving around, he's doing something, he's not going to fall asleep. What was the activity that's named over here at the beginning of the day? Yagi Esman HaShchita, then already we'll describe, already in the coming Mishnah, it's what exactly was done. Now, the Gemara says this, Amoid V'Hofek Achas Alitz, put your feet on the floor, was because the floor was cold, the stone floor was cold, so the bare feet on the floor would wake him up. The Gemara has an interesting alternative, that maybe what it means, Hovig Achas al Ritzpa, is not his feet, but he would do some type of his shtachavo. There was a way of bowing, was where he would be somuch on his thumbs, and he would be able to bow over kill, that would be a ma'aseh shtachavo, until literally where his head is touching the ground, only being held up by his thumbs on the ground, and that took practice. Do that, and that would wake him up. Okay? The ma'asikin oisei, they would keep him occupied. How? Mufashim sa'ideh shira. They would sing. What would they sing? The Gemara says they would sing in the capital Kuf Chav Zayin until Hashem lo yivne bayis, shov om lo boi nebaiva. The Rebbeinu Shem is not the one who stands to build a home, to build a house. Then the house is lashov, those that work there. Otherwise known as they're telling the Kohen Gadol to do his malacha l'shem shemayim. Other Mepharshim say no, they would learn all 15 capitals that's from Shir HaMalos, from Kuf Chav to Kuf Lamed Dalet. Now, there's an interesting point that says they had to keep Makibon the Achi Yigiz Manashkita. There was another Avodah that was done before that. We're going to see later on that what's done before this Man Shkita HaPesach is Shkita HaPesach. Shkita HaKorban Toido is the Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen of the previous day Kabbalahs. So evidently it would sound like over here that that's not a Cheshman over here because Lav Dafgal keep him busy. The Trumas Hadeshen could be done by anybody. Could be done by any kind. This is going to be a subject later on. When we said that the Kohen Gadol has to do everything, which malachas does he actually have to perform? We'll get to that in the next chapter.